This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. I have the Trump Garden of Heroes. I have my rooting interest in the All-Star game tonight. I hope the robot umpire, in whatever capacity, screws up, does something wild, disintegrates right there on the field. That's my wish. That would be great viewing. But first, joining us, and I really appreciate it, I think he's at an airport, Professor Alan Dershowitz, back with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Professor, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. I just got back from Italy, and I'm traveling, but I hope that we'll be able to talk without too many interruptions from announcements about airplanes. So
Go ahead. How did you find Italy as the Epstein thing
fantastic.
Was developing? Yeah? Where did you go?
I went to Sardinia.
Okay.
I tried my best to ignore the Epstein thing, which is exactly what it deserves. Let's be very, very clear. There is no client list. He did not work for the Mossad. He was not murdered. There are no sex tapes. There are FBI reports of interviews with alleged victims, and the names of the people who are accused have been redacted, along with negative information about the accusers. So what's happened is the courts have made a decision. Look, if we're not going to be able to give out information about the accusers and maybe their motivations to lie for money, et cetera, then we're not going to give out the names of the people who are accused because that wouldn't be fair. That's the essential censorship that's occurred. It didn't happen by the Trump administration. It happened by two federal judges in New York.
All right. So why is Maxwell in jail then, in your view?
I have no idea. She's in jail because Epstein's dead. And, you know, you need revenge. And they couldn't get it against Epstein, so they got it against his former girlfriend, secretary, and major domo. She kind of ran the household. I got to know her when I was Epstein's lawyer, and she seemed, you know, like a very nice woman. Her father, Robert Maxwell, may well have worked for the Mossad, which is what gave rise to the false claim that Epstein worked for the Mossad. I guarantee you, if Epstein had worked for the Mossad, the first person he would have told was me as I was negotiating a deal, because we would have gotten a much better deal if we could prove that he was working for an intelligence agency or the CIA or anybody else. But he wasn't. So 90% of the stuff that's coming out now, particularly the Tucker Carlson stuff, is just false. It's just wrong. But there is stuff that's being suppressed, and that is stuff about the alleged victims and some of the names of people. By the way, I know the names of all the people that have been redacted. None of them are currently in office. None of them are currently prominent politicians. Several of them are dead. Others are retired.
All right, Professor, though, we did have young women with Epstein going to the island with prominent males, correct?
No, I don't think so. I don't know of any situation where a prominent male went to the island. Epstein, Clinton didn't go to the island, as far as I know. Bill Gates didn't go to the island. I certainly never went to the island with any young people or anything like that. So I don't know of any evidence of prominent people who went to the island. There may be, but I've seen none of it in the files. There was an allegation that the British scientist Stephen Hawking participated in an
orgy. Well, that's wild. Yeah.
Now, in his wheelchair. Yeah. So, you know, you have to take with a grain of salt. A lot of the complainants have been paid fortunes and fortunes of money, millions and millions of dollars collectively, many after Epstein died. And so there is a motive to elaborate. I think there's been an investigation done also by the police authorities in the Caribbean, which have jurisdiction over the island. But yes, many prominent people were on his airplanes. Bill Clinton was on his airplane. Bill Gates was on his airplane. As his lawyer, of course, I was on his airplane. But I don't know that there's any single airplane manifest that would show any prominent person on the plane with any young woman. That would be the key. And
Let me ask you, Don. I hate to grill you on this, but I'm trying to understand.
Sure, please.
But, Professor, so was Epstein going to the island with these young women, or are you saying that didn't happen and they're making it up?
No. He went to the island with the young women. I'm sure that happened.
Okay.
And I'm sure he had, I don't know, young women, maybe one or two at a time, also in Palm Beach. And he had improper sexual relations with them. I don't know that he, when he was on the island, trafficked the women to other people. He seemed to me like a very selfish guy, but it's possible. But I have seen no evidence of any prominent people to whom these people were trafficking. Now, the claim is that one of the people was Prince Andrew. He's denied it. I don't know whether it's true or not. She claims to have had sex with one of the women claims to have had sex with Prince Andrew, for which she got paid $15,000, and she was well over age, according to the allegations. I just don't know any of these things or whether they're true or not. I can tell you there are no smoking guns. If every single thing came back, because I'm aware of a lot of it, people would go ho-hum. There's nothing to it. There's no prominent person. There's no person today in office or running for office that would or running financial firms or anything like that who would be embarrassed. Look, most of the people who knew Epstein knew him before he was accused. He used to invite, the president of Harvard, the president of this corporation, that corporation, to academic events. My wife and I were invited to come and see an astronaut who had just gotten out of space and showed photographs. And that was the event at which a guy comes over to me and said, "Hi, I'm Andrew." And I said, "Oh, what do you do for a living?" And he said, "I work for my mom." I said, "What company does your mom work for?" And he said, "Great Britain." That was my introduction. Look, I was introduced to Epstein by a woman named a Rothschild, from the famous Rothschild, married to one of the famous Rothschilds. She told me he was the greatest guy in the world, the smartest guy, the most honorable guy, you know, a good investor and all that. I said, no, I had my kids up at the Vineyard, so I said no. But then she insisted. So I met him, and then he invited me to come to Leslie Wexler's birthday party, 59th birthday party, at which Shimon Peres was the prime minister of Israel, at which John Glenn, the astronaut and senator. I mean, those are the kinds of people that were at his events. There were never, ever any young girls. There were 25-year-olds and 27-year-olds. I remember meeting a woman who was a graduate student at the Harvard Business School, whose father was a prominent banker in Germany. But, my wife was with me most of the time, and there was just nothing suspicious except that, as President Trump put it in an interview, he seemed to like them on the young side. Now, what does that mean?
But let me interrupt Professor Nance. So with this kind of background and your skill with the media and the law, what would you say the Trump administration can do at this point? Should they be saying something
out.
Like this?
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything should come out.
Okay.
They should be going to court.
Okay.
And asking these two judges to unredact everything they've been redacting, to get everything out there. Right now, there's so much suspicion that the only way to resolve this is to turn over every single piece of paper. Nobody gets protected. And the only thing that's fair is if you're going to turn away, if you're going to turn out the names of people who have been accused, you also have to provide the information about them. I'll give you an example. There's a woman named Sarah Ransom. She accused Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton of having sex with young children, and also Ransom, the guy who owns Virgin Airlines, Richard Branson. Then, you know, and she filed an affidavit to that effect, and these people were embarrassed. It was a public, and then she admits publicly to the New Yorker that she made up the whole story. So if the accusations come out, so too must the information that might help to see whether the accusations are true. And that nothing should be withheld. And I think the Trump administration should be the ones pushing for a release of all the information. If the defense lawyers do it as we did, we tried to get all this information. The judges said no. But if the government does it, I think there's a better chance. So they should.
All right. Well, Professor, thank you, particularly in transit. Current book for Alan Dershowitz or upcoming book? What are you working on?
Well, I just finished a book called The Preventive State, which looks at all the ways in which governments try to prevent people from doing things through deportation, through other. And that book's now available on Amazon, The Preventive State, the challenge of preventing serious harms while preserving essential liberties. That's my main book right now.
Professor, thank you as always. Thanks for coming on today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Professor Alan Dershowitz, unique vantage point, unique view, and what he would do if he were the Trump administration. All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. It is also side question today. Yesterday, Storm the Bastille Day, hit us with that all-time prison film, your Dan's, Henry's, and mine. I can't recommend enough Sleepers. As a sleeper film, it's not an all-time great, but I think you'll like it. I got several others I'll take off later if we don't hear them. And coming up, I'll give you President Trump, some of the names. It's huge, and it's covered to build the Garden of Heroes. Now, the Washington Post is going nuts. They're trying to slow it down. What, you know, maybe it would be not your cup of tea, some of the people that are in there. I told you Columbus, for example. They think that's controversial. Speaking with the Washington Post, James Grossman, the executive director of the American Historical Association, described some of the inclusions as odd, probably inappropriate, and provocative. I'm looking at some of the lists that I have in front of me. I don't know who he's talking about. New York Daily News reporter pointed out that Woody Guthrie, a suggested honoree, once wrote lyrics for a song called Old Man Trump, which was about and critical of Trump's father, Fred Trump, accusing him of stirring up racial hate per lyrics published. So Trump is, you know, all over the place with this. He's recognizing all kinds of Americans. Who would they keep out? I'll give you one that's in the news for another reason, too, coming up. But Columbus is on here. The usual. There are some presidents. There are Frank Sinatra. You know, the Garden of American Heroes, Elvis, you're going to take those guys out? A lot of African-American first, of one sort or another, Hispanics. You could say it's a clunky type of thing, the Garden of Heroes. Is it? Or is it kind of a homage to American greatness? All right, I'll give you a few of those and take your calls. Give me your response to Alan Dershowitz, too. Now, you know, he's been involved with this one person who sued him. He countersued, all that back and forth. His advice at the end, though, I think is the thing that should happen. That would be something the Trump administration could show how difficult it is to get all this out there and that they're pursuing it. Do you agree with that? 855-839-1210. All right, get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. It's their Christmas in July sale. That's right, the season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. Treat yourself with savings on heart-healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive aids, and a lot more. To order, call 800-26-LIFE, 800-262-5483. Speak to a rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Again, don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off natural solutions from blood pressure and cholesterol to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer. Unwrap the joy of a healthier you at res-q.com. Do it today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, it is Dom time. 855-839-1210. Prison. Storm the Bastille yesterday. Historic. We're looking for your very best film, book, song, all of that. I mentioned, I'll get to the Garden of Heroes in a second. Coming up, we're going to talk with a local female Republican state senator who's been with us before. I saw last night, I like the head of the building trades. And there is a kerfuffle because the building trades endorsed Stacey Garrity the last time she ran for treasurer, or at least the first time. I'm not sure about the last. They don't like she's backing the big, beautiful bill, and they cautioned her, you can't run for dog catcher if you challenge Josh Shapiro. And females are seeing this as really intimidating. So we'll talk about that. But in addition to that, it's a tell. They're afraid of Garrity. You know who they want. And look, I can't say it in more on terms, and he knows I'm saying, I don't care. They want that dope, Mastriano. That's what they want. They want Mastriano again. And guess what? If Stacey Garrity does not run, I'm predicting here and now, we're going to get Doug Mastriano again. And I made up my mind, as much as I despise Josh Shapiro and the threat, I cannot endorse that maniac. I just can't. It's too much to bear. What the hell is going on here? I guess the sense is, now I think she's going to run. And I think she has a reasonable chance. This guy is not Superman, Josh Shapiro. Despite the media here in Philadelphia touting him, oh, if Josh were president, oh, what is his record based on? Yeah, he fixed effectively 95. He did all that. But you see how insidious this guy is and what he does. He ran on supporting the death penalty. And then he said he had a conversation with his son. And suddenly, he's against the death penalty. Can't do the death penalty. I mean, come on. That's fraudulent. How could I look him in the eye and explain it? You should have done that before the election. Have the conversation with him. Tell us at least you're against it. Among many things. But he is a real threat to be their nominee. And they are hell-bent to get Doug Mastriano. They know exactly what they're doing. And if you think it's bad in Pennsylvania now, how corrupt they are with just a one-vote lead in the House, stopping everything imaginable, screaming at a group of girls, we're never going to bring that bill up. Remember that? A guy who's a coward and won't come on. You're going to get a lot more of that if Doug Mastriano is the nominee. You got to call it out. You got to call it out on the Republican side. There's a limit to the craziness. All right, now the Garden of Heroes. Trump really made a list. Some of my favorites on here, and I'm not giving you the biggest names. There's a lot of big names, but just some that pop. Todd Beamer, let's roll. The guy that led the charge on 9/11, that brought down the plane in Shanksville. What an American hero. Kobe Bryant. I just saw, and I know this is list week for some of these sports outlets, Kobe Bryant was only listed as the 11th best basketball player in history. What a disgraceful bunch of people that would even put anything like that out. At the end of the game, I might want the ball in Kobe Bryant's hands second to none, even Michael Jordan. He's a better foul shooter. He's a killer. He's not the 11th best. He's in the top five. Come on. Edison Dan is on the list. I haven't gotten the Tesla yet. I'll let you know if I get Julia Child, another one of your favorites, is on the list. Davy Crockett. Walt Disney. Let's see, what are they seeing as controversial here? Edison, I mentioned Einstein. Henry Ford. Yeah, there's a bit of troubled history there with Henry Ford, but you can't keep him off the list, I don't think. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is on the Trump list, and Antonin Scalia. It's like a pairing here. Let's see. Ernest Hemingway, completely overrated. Wouldn't have him on the list. Patrick Henry, definite, just for that one phrase. As for me, let's see. Steve Jobs, Helen Keller, John F. Kennedy.
Helen Keller.
Yeah, Helen Keller is a great American. I mean, you think of what she overcame. It's an inspirational story.
Both Elvis and Sinatra.
Elvis and Sinatra. Henry's attacking Helen Keller. Oh, man, get the media here. Get the media
here.
Not a
real
person. Yeah, let's see. Jesse Owens. Oh, Jesse Owens, unbelievable. Facing down Hitler. Edgar Allan Poe. A bit of a wild stuff. Paul Revere.
I mean, Dr. Seuss is on the list.
Dr. Seuss.
Going back and forth with the controversies over Seuss.
You're right, Dr. Seuss. A guy who's completely underrated, Jonas Salk, polio vaccine. Oh, my God. The guy's underrated. Fulton Sheen. Man, they really went back. Frank Sinatra. American hero. Okay. Tecumseh. Oh, there it is. Nikolai Tesla made the list. All right. So both of Alec Trebek. That's the one I was waiting for.
Wait, he's on there?
Yes.
Why?
He's Canadian, first of all.
Yeah, yes. He doesn't know.
But, you know.
Einstein's not American either.
Yeah, well, he became
Einstein,
naturalized.
That's like the theory of relativity.
Who's to say Trebek didn't come naturalized too? I don't know why he's on there, but.
No, I think he remained a Canadian. We have to look that one up.
Well, regardless of whether he did, I mean, the accomplishment difference. You have Einstein, the theory of relativity versus.
Well, wait a minute, Dan. If you ever seen Jeopardy, you got to be an Einstein to play. Well, look, this is the mind of Trump. Could you see him sitting there? Yeah. Put that on the list. Dan Borowski. That guy, we don't have any polls on the list. Mm-hmm. Put a Borowski on there.
Where's Pulaski?
Where's Pulaski? Pulaski has the most monuments of anybody in the country. I don't see Pulaski on here. That's an
oversight.
That
is offensive in itself.
Yes.
Where's our polls? There's no Polish people
at all. I don't see
all.
Anybody Polish here.
I have an entire list in front of me. There's no skis.
I'm looking for a lot of skis here.
Yeah, or
who the heck is John Czechs, Russell no Pope? Czechs. That seems like a made-up name. Let's see.
Who's Tadeusz Kosciuszko? Is he Polish?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I got a poll, man.
I think you're.
We got one. Andrew Thaddeus Bonaventure Kosciuszko, a Polish military engineer, statesman, and military leader who became a national hero in Poland, the United States, Lithuania, and Belarus.
There you go.
Look at this guy I've never heard of.
Lorenzo Di Salvia. That seems made up, too. I don't know him. Orville Wright, Frank Lloyd Wright. He liked the Wrights. Wilbur Wright. There's three Wrights on here.
Sacagawea.
Cy Young is on here, but is Ty Cobb on here? Babe Ruth's on here. Is Ty Cobb on here? Because Ty Cobb is kind of questionable for some of his antics.
I don't think you're going to find Ty Cobb on
there. No, Ty Cobb's not on there, but Babe Ruth is. Muhammad Ali is on there. And
Hank
Columbus.
Aaron?
Now, I don't see Hank Aaron. I would put Hank Aaron on there for a lot of reasons. Yeah.
Steve Jobs?
Steve Jobs is on there.
Yeah, why?
An inventor of sorts, right? Mm. Or a popularizer of sorts.
I just feel like this is becoming the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, too many.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
It's like, we're going to get, like, Tesla, Edison, maybe. Bill Gates, no. Steve Jobs, no. Is Bill Gates on the list?
No for those
No,
guys,
I'm looking for a Bill Gates. I think most of these are deceased, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
How many are alive? I haven't had a chance to... Yeah, you can see Trump is influenced. Henry Clay's on here. I mean, come on. Barry Goldwater, I don't know.
Yeah,
he's getting a little...
Yeah, we're getting,
deep but
there.
He'll put 1,000 out there if he has the money for it. Can you imagine? Sitting around with Trump and coming up with a Garden of Heroes.
He's got to put 1,000 out there. He's missing a lot of people.
Yeah, well, it's hard. In the entirety of American history, coming up with this, and he... I don't think he put on... And why am I blanking on her? The... African-American female who was a general, Revolutionary War time. Why am I blanking? It has the house in Cape May. It will come to me, and she definitely deserves to be on this list. I mean, heroic beyond belief. It'll come to me.
Yeah, it almost sounds like they're like sitting around like the fireplace last night or something,
exactly.
Just like throwing names around. Like, all right, put that one on the list, that one.
Francis Scott Key, I guess he's controversial.
Oh, remember the Key Bridge went down? Yeah, who's that one named after?
Exactly,
get the Star-Spangled Banner.
Yeah, he's got a lot of kings and keys. Okay. Interesting list. We'll see if this comes to fruition. They're already trying to block it. Why? What's wrong with the Garden of American Heroes? It might be a bit gaudy. But I think it's solid now. It's just maybe winnowing down to the top 100. Yeah, and where are the polls on there? Might be only one.
So the initial list included Christopher Columbus, Andrew Jackson, and John James Audubon, who Google AI says are the offensive ones.
Audubon's offensive? What the heck is up with that? So, Dan, I'll ask you first, and then Henry. Are you rooting, as I am tonight, I'm serious, that the robot umpire screws up and says something so farcical it's impossible to imagine.
Well, they're only using the ABS system, so it's a challenge system.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying that there's some glitch that happens here that's way off.
So you're saying there's going to be like a close strike three or something? Or I guess a not close strike three, and that's why the batter wants to chop.
The batter gets hit and it says strike three.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping. There you
umpires
go.
AI convinces all the pitching machines to turn on their teams and start firing pitches at
you know,
90
like
miles
that.
Per hour
yeah,
at all the players.
Exactly. Or, yes, it does something. And Major League Baseball goes, oh, my God, why are we so fascinated with bringing in AI to everything or whatever they're using tonight, this computers, science to everything? Makes no sense to me. Part of the game is the umpire having their own strike zone. You have to adjust. If it's egregious, you get into a rhubarb, maybe the league does something about it. It's just a game. You have to learn how to work the ref. 855, I don't think they could referee basketball. I got to see that.
No.
And football, they would just call holding every play. They can't. They couldn't referee football. You know, they don't have any sense of how impossible the game would be if you did it robotically. So it'll be interesting to see how many challenges, what happens tonight with it. I'll be riveted to that. That and the one Polish guy in the game. Will he throw a ball 103 miles an hour tonight?
The Miz.
Yes. All right. Dan will be prideful. He'll jump up in his chair and tell Missy, there's the pride of it. All right. All right. Coming up, we're going to talk with local state senator about Stacey Garrity and the building trades pushing back firmly, saying you better not run against Josh Shapiro. Will she run? And why are these Republican women so gung-ho about this? And really, they want Doug Mastriano. And I'm determined, by every way that I can, to stop Doug Mastriano. There's no way. I would put it 0.000 that Doug Mastriano can win the governor's race. You know it, and I know it. Why do that again? All right, 855-839-1210. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, that involves a side question today. Prison stormed the Bastille yesterday. So this summit we've been talking about, big money. I think the president is leaving there, was there, with Josh Shapiro, Dave McCormick. That has all the schedules kind of fluid. We may talk with Pennycook, State Senator Pennycook tomorrow, but it seems like there's an all-out effort to me. It's pretty obvious. They don't want Stacey Garrity to run. She's a viable candidate. Now, you know, I'm reasonable on this. Josh Shapiro, with all the money, all the love from the corrupt media, they see this guy, oh, he's got to be president, as the favorite, and I think he would be the favorite. But Stacey Garrity, military service, treasury, she's won a lot of friends, big vote getter, the highest of all time, and rural Pennsylvania. Also, I want a shot here at least at Josh Shapiro, ding him up a bit, even if he wins again, so that nationally might be more difficult. You put Doug Mastriano in there again. I still remember people telling them, and they're looking at me like, you got to be kidding me. Doug prays all the time. Doug, this, that, and the other. I mean, it's lunacy. And what did it unleash? It made it harder for us to live here in Pennsylvania. Look at Shapiro. Look at the House. By one vote, they shut it down for 3 months. They blame the roof. They got away with it. They're holding on by one vote on so many issues that would improve lives here. Yeah, the state Senate's there, and he always could veto if he chooses, but he doesn't want to do that on some of these issues like men and women sports, and we're stymied because of the fact Doug Mastriano dragged down everything. He will drag it down again. You're not going to win in Pennsylvania. I've told this to Mark Houck, who I really like. Mark Houck's not running, he said, against Brian Fitzpatrick. If I had to predict, it looks like there will not be any challenger, severe primary to Brian Fitzpatrick that I can see. That's not going to stop Bob Harve, Harve DeGrasse, Harvey. They're saying, he's not getting away with it. He did vote for Medicaid cuts. You knew that's what they would say. So how do we proceed here? We need good candidates, not just somebody who's, you cannot be against abortion. With the three exceptions that President Trump talks about in Pennsylvania, and win. You're not going to win. Why is that so hard to understand? Dave White, guy that ran for governor, I really like him. He brought something new to it. He was on. I'm not sure if he's changed on it or not. And he was against that. Well, you're not going to win. I mean, people that are apolitical, young women particularly, they don't pay attention, don't vote. They hear that in any way, shape, or form. They're going to vote, and you're going to lose. Why is that so hard to accept? It's about winning. That's the first thing. If you don't win, you have no shot to do anything on abortion or anything else. Have we wised up from Doug Mastriano the last time around? Yeah, people that just want the juice. They want to go wild. Let's throw something wild in there. And I guess they figure that maybe Stacey Garrity's not wild enough. I think she would be a heck of a candidate. I've seen her speak. I've been around her in person during the Oz campaign at the end. And I think she would be remarkable in this. All right, let's go to Chef Dave in Oak Glen. Dave is on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chef Dave, go ahead.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good.
Oh, about that list, how did Norman Schwarzkopf get on there?
Well, He's not somebody in World War II. I mean, it was amazing, the 100 hours or whatever, but you're right. That's low rank. He shouldn't be in the top 250, 40 of all time. Yeah.
And where's Chuck Berry?
I'm not sure if Mr. Berry's on.
He's not on it. I just looked.
Yeah.
The greatest songwriter ever.
I think Irving Berlin. Who else am I thinking?
If we're going to put Chuck Berry up there, we must put Marty McFly too, right?
Yeah, there you go. That's right. Yeah, Marty McFly did it. Come on.
Spielberg. If you listen to interviews by the great guitar players,
right?
They all say they heard Chuck Berry and they said, we want to play like him.
Look, if we were sitting there with Trump and we said, come on, Chuck Berry's not on there. He built another statue. Of course, it's endless.
No, and they got Ira Hayes on it.
Right.
Why didn't they just put, you know, put all four of them on there? They left Harlan Bach, Soulsby's,
It's going to be a big garden. That's why, yeah.
Hey, man, it's Trump. It's got to be big and fancy.
Exactly.
Come on.
Who's your side today on the prison, Chef Dave?
Oh, my side question is a German movie made in 2005 about this woman, Sophie Scholl, who was handing out leaflets at Munich University, anti-war, anti-Nazi, and all that stuff, So they caught her, and, it was her final 6 days, so they chopped her head off. And she had a great quote at the end of the movie. How can we expect righteousness to prevail when there is hardly anyone willing to give himself up individually for a righteous cause?
Thank you, Chef Dave. Well, Valkyrie answers that. A lot of people were to try to stop Hitler. They're still honored in Germany. All right, prison films or a song.
Hey, I got one for you.
Yes,
not
ahead.
A prison film, but a person in the garden.
Yes.
You see Woody Guthrie's in there?
Yes, and Woody Guthrie wrote a song that it called Old Man Trump attacking Fred Trump, the father of Donald Trump.
And Tear the Fascists Down?
Oh, is that
a song of his? Yeah,
Look, Trump.
And this land is your land.
Trump is being generous here with this, or he doesn't know. I'm not sure which one plays out here.
Next thing you know, Bruce Springsteen will be in the garden.
Oh, God, no, not in that. You know what? I'd like to start a garden that in no way, shape, or form should this famous person ever be in. Springsteen would be one. I agree with you.
Do you think that there will come a point, like say Trump's making this, and say someone who doesn't like Trump gets, put in the garden? Do you think they're going to be like, no, I'm good. I don't want to be a part of it.
I don't know. I don't know if any of them are alive, though. I'm looking at the list. I don't see too many. I'm just scanning it. I don't see anybody alive.
Interesting. All right.
Who's on there that's alive, Dan? Do you see anybody?
I'm looking to see if there's live people.
I mean, Kobe should be age-wise, but no. I don't see anybody that's may all be deceased. That may be the
Maybe he has like
Rose treatment.
On the other side of the White House, the National Garden of American Losers. And Bruce Springsteen goes in there.
All right, Springsteen's in there. You know who put Rosie O'Donnell in there? The whole cast of The View. Every one of them from the beginning to the end, pretty much. That might be 50 of them. They all belong in there. All right. 855. We might have to spin that off on the side. 855-839-1210. President Trump saying Cuomo has a good shot at winning the race in New York. A, I don't believe in the end he is going to stay in. I think he's playing with it, trying to get something else. If he does stay in, he's not going to beat this guy. Based on what? Particularly if Adams stays in. Adams hates him. He's got nothing else going on. He's going to stay in. How is Cuomo going to beat the guy that he got murdered by, essentially, in the primary? And I'd much rather have this guy as mayor of New York than Cuomo, with all the baggage, all the nonsense, just the endless stuff, because this guy's fodder for Republicans to win, to constantly barrage in the midterms Democrats about him. All right, so 855-839-1210, grab a line at 2 o'clock, man of the hour. I don't know where he'll go. Will he go Dan's way or my way? Will he say, yes, police really want that extra license plate, the license plate in front of the vehicle, too? Got a lot of people commenting on this. They just don't like it. They think it's a money grab, even though there's enough money for roads and everything else. I see what Muth is saying. She thinks it would help police I see the tension. All right, how much does it help police? How much of it is another burden on somebody just to drive a car in Pennsylvania?
Spoiler alert.
Yes.
I think you're going to go 180 by the end of this conversation.
Okay. Yeah. With Pat Malloy.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see.
Yeah. When you hear they got some killer new technology that he's going to bring to the table.
Oh.
Yeah, that this kind of relates to.
Oh, man. Dan is getting ready for a victory lap in here. Leslie's saying Dan's gone full commie yesterday on Twitter. Oh, Leslie, talk about overstatement here.
Over the front license plate.
Remember the time you took the thing about more cameras at Recreation Center and that guy called you from the suburbs and went wild?
Let's all say we love our boys in blue until we actually have a chance to help.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. Propaganda softening the battlefield. All right, Pat Malloy, you better go the right way here. You're not coming to the next Dom Day. There you go. Leslie, you figured him out. He's a refugee from Poland. It's commie country. 855-839-1210. Okay, Dom Giordano show. You get in at 855-839-1210. This is Cut 10, Henry. Amy Walter is ABC. We had on Alan Dershowitz, and I'm trying to remember who it was. It O'Reilly yesterday we're talking with about Epstein. This kind of centers what this is all about. It's about the elites getting away with stuff. That's what Trump ran on correctly. Listen to Amy Walter break it down that MAGA wants to unmask the elites.
Steve Bannon was out recently saying that he believes this handling of the Epstein case could cost the GOP 40 potential House seats in the midterms. Is it that big of an issue?
Yeah, it's hard to believe that this is an issue that is going to continue to be as hot a year from now as it is today. So whether it is going to have an influence on 2026, that does seem unlikely. What it does highlight, though, are a couple of things. The first is the role in which what we call now like non-traditional media figures have in this newly constructed Republican Party. We call it MAGA, and the folks who are the most engaged in bringing in new members of MAGA are folks who aren't on traditional media. They have podcasts, they have YouTube channels, and they have a lot of following. And those followers are the ones that they are spending their most time engaging with. Now, some of them may not end up showing up to vote for Donald Trump, but it is I think the point is that these folks have an undue influence within the party. The second is the degree to which the bind that keeps this party together, that keeps MAGA together, is the idea that there are elites, there are institutions that have had like a chokehold on the American public, and that it is the job of Trump and those who support him to unmask them. That has not happened in this Epstein case.
All right, the elites, that would include big college. Absolutely, Trump going after them. The Kennedy Center, I'm just giving you ones that are a little bit, in the weeds, but this passion to say, no, we have been held down by this. We're tired of these people looking down their nose, dictating New York Times, the lawsuit Stephanopoulos wins, CBS, all those things. And Epstein, now you heard Dershowitz with me saying, no, there's nothing there. There's no list that you're going to find. So what's the next move? You heard what he said they should do. I agree with him. That's what they should do. All right, Joe and Exton gets in here on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joe.
Yes, Dom. After I provide my side answer, I have a question.
Sure.
But for my side answer, there appeared a film called The Birdman of Alcatraz, in which a prisoner murders a prison guard, after which he's then placed in solitary confinement. And during this solitary confinement, he discovers a bird, a wounded bird in his cell, that he then nurtures to full health. For my question, there was an American, he was a physicist, I think, but he was terribly crippled. I've forgotten his name.
Stephen Hawking?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Stephen Hawking. He was referenced.
Was there more to...
He
just wanted to know.
Well, we referenced him. He was referenced with Dershowitz and how crazy it is. Stephen Hawking had an orgy, you know. And he's in the Epstein files, purportedly. Ridiculous.
He's British, though. He's not American.
Okay, there you go. Well, I don't know if he was naturalized or not, but he was mentioned in the Epstein files. All right, Pat Malloy, what will he say? The burning question yesterday, with all this going on, Epstein files and everything else, this Katie Meeuw, state senator in Chester County, well, I don't think that's a very good record on being scrupulous about having people actually have their vehicle registered and all that stuff. Suddenly says we need to have license plates, rear and front. And we got a lot of objections. Some people, we had a woman call who was supportive. Pat Malloy, all-time police figure out there in Abington. He'll tell us the wisdom that he has. Is this worth it? That's next on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.